Good morning and welcome to District 32 Radio. I'm Sally Barker. Joining us on the show today is Senyog Prajapati from Next Climb Accounting. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Sally. And yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Today you're going to tell us all about Next Climb and what does that mean?
So we are a virtual-based accounting firm and we are passionate to work for our small to medium-sized business clients to help them grow their business.
So why are you different, like being a virtual accountant compared to your traditional accountant?
So what we do is that we prefer to have an interactive, play an interactive role with our clients. So we interact with our clients on a regular basis, either via emails or either via phone calls and so on, and to make sure that we can actively play in providing them with a vital business advisory services to their clients rather than just doing normal compliance work for them.
So how does that benefit the client's workflow?
It does actually, because what it allows them to do is they have more flexibility in terms of approaching us. We have a set system, so we track all the work onto that cloud-based system. So we know when the work has come in, what our engagement role is with that particular client as well, and we keep an eye on the progress of the work as well. So when we are speaking to the client or when we are dealing with any sorts of matter, we have all that in front of our screen to know where exactly where they are, and in terms of accounting, and also in terms of finding out how they're placed in terms of their business performance.
So I guess you get to have a more intimate knowledge of the business that way.
That's correct. Exactly right. So, and that's what we encourage our clients to put more time with us, and that's what we do. So when we pick up any clients, we tend to sit with them, spend heaps of our time just to understand how client operates the business, what's involved in running that business, and how we can make it more, especially, I must say, it's like a marriage. So we tend to put up an extra effort to make sure that we are in touch with our clients on a regular basis, and we understand how exactly they want to run their business and what they want to achieve in terms of the business as well.
So what are some of the main mistakes business owners make in terms of their accounting?
See, the main, firstly, I mean, picking up the right accountants, right business advisor, reason being because there's a perception where the clients are often very much fearful to get in touch with the accountants purely because of the cost factor, because they, at the back of the mind, they think that there might be a bill coming up to us because of speaking with an accountant and so on. So so that's one thing. And secondly, and because of that, what we found out is that they do not necessarily manage their books efficiently and accurately. So when they look at their P&L or their business reports, they will not be necessarily getting the right information to make vital business decision making. And when it comes to us after year end, I mean, we're talking about 16 months or between 12 to 16 months later down the track when we see the accounts. So it's too late for us to advise them on what has already occurred and rectify it, because you can't rectify it for the past dates anyway. So if we have, and that's what we encourage our clients to do, to make sure that they have proper accounting systems in place, make sure that the accounts are run more accurately and more reliable. So if they have to make any decision, if they call us, when we look at the accounts, we know exactly where they are. And if we pick up any errors, or if we pick up that they have missed out any compliance, we can straight away identify that and let them know, which saves them heaps in the penalties and fines, which gets picked up at a later which if it happens when we do the work afterwards. So that's a huge savings, and importantly, they are more disciplined. So when it comes to making any decision, it helps them out enormously.
So you mentioned before the relationship and choosing the right accountant.
Yes.
What are some of the things, what are some of the questions we should be asking?
So what sort of systems you use, whether you have, how, I mean, the important aspect which the client needs to get with the accountant should be is that how interactive they are, how they would like to get involved in terms of looking after them as a business clients. Because traditionally the accountants, they were purely, especially with small businesses, I mean medium-sized businesses were slightly different because they still had the resources to have accountants services taken up when time to time when they need it. But with small businesses, they don't have enough resources to do that because always budget is the main constraint. So when it comes down to that, the question which the clients will ask is, okay, how we can minimize our compliance cost at the same time utilize your services to have more value-added services to our business without shooting up the accounting fees that much. So that's very vital. And most of the accountants these days are more proactive. And the cloud accounting has enormously helped us as an accountant to evolve as more skillful, because previously, our skills were not utilized in better way, I must say. Mm-hmm. We were purely looking at reviewing the work for accounts for the clients, completing the tax returns and making sure that they comply in terms of their tax obligation. But it's always much more, potentially the client could have utilized us in much better way in that aspect.
Should we be looking at an accountant who specializes?
Yes. I mean, it depends. So if for small businesses, usually you need to look for a qualified accountant. That's very vital. So it might be a CPA or chartered accountant. That's very important. But apart from that, I mean, if there is any specific need required. So I'll give you an example. They started with a small business. They did really well for a number of years. The growth has gone enormous. Mm. And now they're trying to expand to the next level where they might have to consider some sort of restructuring of the structure they already are operating into, and they might have to cope up with some sort of tax implications, stamp duty implications. Under those circumstances, obviously, then they may have to seek specialized advice to get the restructure and the tax implications taken care of more efficiently, and obviously they don't get hit with huge tax bills in that aspect.
Well, it's not an area you should just ignore, is it, really?
Sorry?
No, it's not an area a business owner should ignore.
That's right.
Know, don't so leave it for 16 months and then try and get a mess sorted out.
Yeah, exactly right. That's absolutely true.
Mm. Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. What's the best way for people to contact you?
So our phone number is 0863613500, and they can contact me on my mobile number, which is directly 0433-748-909. And we also have a website, which is www.nextclimb.com.au. They can just jump into our website, and there's a contact us page as well. So they just have to fill in their details, and we'll be straight away in touch with them.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us on District 32 Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.